NORQUAY, Norky senior boys and girls basketball teams showcased their prowess in regional playoffs on March 15 and 16, with both teams securing victories and coveted spots in the upcoming Hoopla Provincial Championship Tournament. The senior boys faced off against Redvers on Friday, claiming a commanding victory with a final score of 86-40. Coach Heath Morin commended the team's performance, highlighting their focus on maintaining consistency throughout the game. Norquay played well, the focus was to maintain and remain consistent. The win was huge. Everyone played, and younger players had the opportunity to play. Our starters got out to an early lead and kept it all the way, Morin remarked. March 16 saw the championship game for the senior boys, where Norquay faced off against LCBI, Lutheran Collegiate Bible Institute. In a competitive matchup, Norquay emerged victorious with a final score of 89-67. Coach Morin attributed the win to the team's solid defense and early momentum. It was a good game, competitive, the difference was Norquay displayed solid defense. We made shots early in the game, and rode the momentum, said Coach Morin. This victory marks Norky's fourth appearance at Hoopla, with previous successes including a bronze in 2018 and silver medals in 2019 and 2022. Seated fourth in the 2A division, Norquay will kick off their Hoopla journey against Saskatoon Christian School, setting the stage for a potential showdown with arch-rival Preesville for the gold medal. On the girls' side, Norquay demonstrated their dominance with resounding victories over Eatonia and Langham. Friday's game against Eatonia ended with a commanding score of 80-22, providing ample opportunity for all players, including younger members, to showcase their skills. It was a good game, we had to hold the Norquay girls back. It wasn't a hard game, all younger players saw court time, said Stacey Rubletz, Knights coach. Saturday's matchup against Langham proved to be a tougher challenge, with Norquay prevailing with a narrow margin of 61-57. Coach Rubletz praised her team's resilience, noting the intense effort displayed by both players and coaches. It was a close game, we had a hard time sinking baskets. It was very stressful for the players and coaches. Girls played their hearts out and left nothing on the court, said Rubletz. This marks the first time in 2 years that the Norquay girls team has qualified for Hoopla, with their last appearance dating back to 2022 where they secured the fourth spot. Heading into Hoopla as the third seed, Norquay girls will face off against Preesville in their opening match, with the potential for a thrilling showdown in the gold medal match. Heath Morris acknowledged the important contributions of assistant coaches Evan Rostotsky and Jeff Davis. Both Norquay teams are primed and prepared to make their mark at the upcoming Hoopla tournament, scheduled to take place in Moose Jaw on March 22 and 23, pending job action by teachers. With a blend of experience and determination, Norquay looks poised to make its presence known on the provincial stage once again.